All right. We're back. Man. They're doing, they're always doing something here, man. They are. They're always doing, just always doing something here. So they're, oh God, they're testing things in this building and, whistles and alarms and all sorts of weird stuff is going off. So I don't know who heard it in that last segment, but it was loud and it was annoying. It was funny. I was watching. I was in the green room and I caught another quick. God, I hate that Bakari Sellers. Oh, I know hate is a strong word, but man, just watching people that are failed, look, they want to be politicians, they've tried to be politicians, they failed at being a politician, and they talk on these shows as if they know, like they are experts. But apparently they're not experts because they failed at what ultimately their dream is, which is to be a politician. Bakari Sellers ran for office and he lost. I mean, the guy's, he's a loser. He's a loser. That's it. That's it. But whatever. Whatever, as DT would say. Whatever. But two things. And it's again, it's wild. The CNN is like I said, the media, when we opened the program and we talked about the media crapping themselves, when we talked about that collective smell that's going on, that poop smell, and that is Democrats, the media, the entire lot of them crapping themselves. Because of what is going on with Trump. And it's amazing to watch CNN. It's amazing to watch CNN try to cover for Hillary and Obama. Which is, it's hilarious, I think. So, I mean, well, it's not hilarious in the sense that, you know, it's bad news as far as winning. It's bad news as far as taking our country back. But it is funny. I mean, it is funny and amusing to watch the media, especially CNN, be so flagrant with their "we need to elect Hillary Clinton and Donald Trump," and remember, Hillary Clinton and President Obama. Now, remember, what did I just say before we had that break? People who don't understand the new campaign manager, the new campaign structure, people who play that, oh, this seems like it's a problem. This seems when that is said by people It means they themselves are failures. They themselves have never truly, truly been successful. And the main people that are talking about that are liberals, Democrats, and of course, never Trumpers. Now, during the break, who piped in with that message? Brooke Baldwin. She actually said, if I see a company and they have three CEOs in a year, I'm going to say that's not real good. Kari Sellers. Yes, yes, of course, yes. God, I hate that guy. Just a I mean, he's worse than Van Jones. He's worse than Van Jones. Two losers, two unsuccessful individuals in a field that they wish and dream and fantasize about. Unsuccessful. 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 Anyways. Let me continue. Cleaning my eyeball here. It's funny. They keep showing the video of Trump and the Louisiana floods and Trump unloading the toys and the socks and the shirts. And they go back to the CNN anchor and they remind everybody, or they inform everybody, that the Department of Homeland Security secretary has already been there, and that the governor of Louisiana, who is a Democrat, he told President Obama not. He told President Obama not to come out right now. That he needs to wait about a week. Yeah. He needs to wait about a week. So this is from CNN. This is from CNN. So they show Trump. They show Pence. They read a statement from the Trump campaign. They play a clip of Trump talking about what's going on. And then the CNN anchor reminds everybody that Jay Johnson was already in Louisiana. Well, Jay Johnson was already in Louisiana. He went there. He toured Louisiana. But that's not the President of the United States. The President of the United States right now is golfing. President of the United States is golfing. That's what he's doing right now. President of the United States golfing. Jay Johnson said the president can't be everywhere. And he's got a very busy schedule this fall and in the coming days. Yeah. And then Obama is monitoring the situation from his vacation home in Martha's Vineyard. He's busy. He's busy golfing. Busy golfing, damn it. He's got a busy schedule. I'm not going to stop golfing. You remember when George Bush, you guys remember the whole controversy. Remember, we talked about this the other day. George Bush hates black people. Remember the Kanye West? Well, what happened in Louisiana is worse. I mean, guys, this is the worst. The Red Cross has already come out and said this is the worst. Worst flood, worst disaster. And Obama's busy. Obama's busy. He's busy. So is he busy, or did the Louisiana governor tell him he shouldn't come? Which one is it? But it's funny watching CNN try to spin this. It's like I said, it's amazing. It's amazing to watch them try to spin this. I mean, it really is. It's just amazing. Amazing. And when George Bush didn't respond to the Katrina flooding, oh man, he was just tortured, absolutely tortured. But the Democrats, the media, ooh. They're just nowhere. Matter of fact, our good friend, I was reading in Breitbart, our good friend, Chris Gazilla. Yes, our good friend, Chris Gazilla. Is back to playing stupid. These liberals. Remember we talked about it yesterday, how he did an article where he just discovered that Hillary Clinton hasn't done a press conference in 250 days. He was shocked. He went, I didn't know that. Well, now he's kind of conveniently forgetting the George Bush Katrina situation, and how people like him in the Washington Post and the rest of his pals in the media were outraged. George Bush doesn't like black people. George Bush, if they were white people, George Bush would be there. You know what we should do? We should somehow, and I got to do a little research on this, but we should dig up and figure out what's the racial makeup. With the flood victims, let's get the racial makeup, and if it's more white people, remember, 13 people have been killed, about 30,000 are homeless, about 30,000. So we got to get the racial makeup. So if there is a racial component, if there's just one notch, just 1%, just one smidgen of white person over a black person. Just one. So, like, I don't know. You got 13 people killed. Find out how many were white and how many were black. Out of 30,000 that lost their homes, find out how many were white, how many were black. If it's just one white more, we could say President Obama doesn't like white people. He despises white people. Right? I wonder if there's more of a white makeup. I'm just speculating here. Because the thing that I noticed, and again, I shouldn't be surprised, but for some reason, I remember hurricane the flooding from the hurricane, right? Okay. And I remember the cameras being there. I remember specifically the cameras being on the faces of black people who were crying, begging for help. And I remember the media putting a racial component on the fact that these were black people begging for help. George Bush is a white Republican. He's nowhere to be found. And this is being done because white Republicans don't care about black people. Now, there's not a camera in sight. There's not a camera in sight. And I gotta figure. There's got a lot of crying. There's a lot of suffering. I mean, I do remember seeing one image of a guy pulling a woman out of a car and her dog. I did see that like 2 days ago. But that was it. It wasn't round-the-clock coverage. I remember round-the-clock coverage of Katrina. And it was all about George Bush and the Republicans don't like black people. Black people are dying because Republicans and George Bush don't like them. And here, take a look at all the suffering. No one's helping these black people. That's what I remember. Now, here we are today. And the Red Cross said, this is worse. What happened to Louisiana past few days is worse than what happened during Katrina. Worse. And there's no cameras. It's almost like the Milwaukee incident. I mean, all we've really been seeing on TV. Listen, I have seen more coverage about those little scumbag swimmers. And I know I haven't even talked about that again. But I've seen more coverage on those little scumbag swimmers having their brains poisoned by the chlorine in those pools. I've seen more coverage on these scumbags, and that's what they are. I know I shouldn't be talking about our American athletes, but come on. And I know Brazil, I'm not siding with Brazil, but come on, man. Come on. Of the best. It's no different than when you hear of American soldiers being just evil scum. Seriously, when you hear American soldiers doing really evil, scummy shit. I love our soldiers. I love America more than anything. But we are the best of the best, and we should act that way in situations where we are representing the country. And when we're in the military, and you're throwing dogs off buildings. Remember that video? That soldier throwing a dog off, like killing dogs. And, you know, when you hear things like that, you see things like that, or soldiers, you know, raping a little girl, or you know the stories. You know that it's horrible. And when our American athletes, our swimmers, our gold Olympic medalists, the best of the best, to all that was, they were the best of the best, being drunk, acting like idiots, there's just no excuse. Absolutely no excuse. You just don't do that. You don't do that. You don't do that. You just don't do it. You just don't do it. And you definitely don't do it. Like, you win the medal on a Monday, you act a fool on a Wednesday. You just don't do it. So I've seen more coverage about these little scumbags than I have on what's going on in Louisiana. Now, I don't know why that is. I don't know why that is, but yeah, maybe... Maybe somebody could do a little search on the people that died and what's the racial makeup. Is it that there's just too many white people? Is it too many white people? What is it? Yeah, I know, guys. The background sound was annoying. I know. Was it too many? Why are we not getting the same coverage? Why are we not getting the same coverage? Why are we not getting the same outrage? Exactly. Exactly. Seriously. Seriously. I mean, it's getting to the point, like I said with the Krista Zilla story yesterday. It's going to get to a point to where CNN and NBC and ABC and CBS, it's going to come to a point where they just, that one person, like that one person that they actually care about, shames them into covering something or stopping what they're doing. It happened with Azilla yesterday. And his little Hillary Clinton hasn't done a press conference in 250 days. Oh my God. That happened to him. We'll see when it happens with CNN. We'll see when it happens at CNN. It's going to happen. I mean, guys, it trust me, it's going to happen. It's going to happen. You can't either ignore or spin the more things that come in, the more they can't spin or ignore. I mean, it's just a fact. So it's definitely going to happen. Definitely going to happen. Trust me. Trust me. Trust me, my friends. Trust me. Trust me. All right. So maybe we'll figure out the reasons for the media and everyone ignoring what is happening in Louisiana.